Over 200 colorful helium balloons filled the Evergreen Living Center of Mackinac Straits Health System over a three-day weekend of Valentine's celebration, in which its 48 residents opened homemade cards, while devouring a combination of sweet and healthy snacks. A special thanks has been extended to the Uper Do Gooders Facebook group members and its administrator, Dean O'Brien, who credited Family Dollar of St. Ignace manager Tim Brown for balloon donations and the elementary students of St. Ignace area schools for decorated cards. "We are all members of this nonprofit," said O'Brien. "The Lord guides me and I guide them." February 23 will mark the site's two-year anniversary, a day O'Brien remembers well. While deep in prayer the night before, he asked Jesus how to make a difference in the world. An idea dawned on him the next morning, which led to the creation of the Upers Do Gooder nonprofit. "It took 10 minutes to make that page," said O'Brien. "Help comes from different people all the time. I post something and people come out of the walls to help. It is always someone different." The site quickly grew in popularity with nearly 5,200 members to date. "All the things he has done around here are amazing," said Evergreen Living Center recreational therapist Lainey Fettig. "The site gave people a chance to do things for others. It has exploded into the whole Eastern Upper Peninsula. It is an amazing group and they have been so wonderful and supportive of our center. Due to safety precautions surrounding COVID-19 and variants, the center's residents have been unable to attend community events and gatherings. Their presence has been missed by people flocking to the Upers Do Gooders site to extend greetings and make donations. If we need something, he puts it out there and within a few minutes we will have snacks coming in," said Fettig. "We have received tons of Little Debbie's, chips, crackers, pop and homemade greeting cards. The site's active participants have made and donated 48 bags of candy for today's special celebration. We are having a Valentine's bingo with prizes," said Fettig. "The group has helped make the holiday special for area seniors. Upers Do Gooders help where they can throughout Luce, Chippewa and Mackinac counties. It all began with Christmas presents and Easter baskets for kids. Soon after, members helped a neighbor get her home ready for the winter. They replaced windows, as well as donated a wood stove and water heater. O'Brien has even built a pantry in his home to provide food for people in need. He has donated meat, rice, egg substitute, canned foods and instant meals. Volunteers simply drop food and other items off at his house. 1 in 7 kids in the Tri-County area go to bed hungry," said O'Brien. "It hurts my heart to realize there is a child going to bed hungry." With that being said, the group often works with nearby churches for non-perishable food donations. "We are open to anything," said O'Brien. "We are open for anything you need help with. We don't know what other people need and that is why the page was created. If you need assistance or would like to get involved, visit the Uper Do Gooders Facebook page.